Kiss Country 99.9. We are backstage at Odyssey and Kiss Country 99.9 Stars and Strings. I am TC. This is Dina B. Megan Maroney. Woo! The question I've wanted to ask, because all of your music videos, first of all, you're kind of like bringing the music video game back by yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Is acting next on the list?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. I would, maybe. Yeah.
Never say
never.
How
good I'd be.
All your videos are so, like, you get intricate. Do you produce all these things, come up with all of them? And
yeah,
things?
I co-directed I'm Not Pretty and this last one, Am I Okay? Oh, wow. So very involved, and they're kind of just things that I dreamt up in my head. And, of course, you know, then I have to act them out. So. Yeah.
Well, yeah. It works. So yeah. That's why we wanted to ask that question for sure.
Okay, so everyone is always concerned with your dating life. We all know that. But what is, like, immediate red flag for you when dating?
I'm, like, literally so far out of the dating world right now that I don't even...
same, girl, same.
I'm so single, my phone dies every night. I'm like, don't care. But I would say probably... like if they're rude to waiters,
good yeah, one.
That's a big, or like if the service is bad, so and then they're like, well, I'm not tipping. That pisses me off so bad.
Totally.
Like you don't know whose fault it is.
Mm-hmm. 100. Did you ever work in a restaurant?
My brother did.
Okay,
so
I did.
He would come back and just tell me all the stories of like how much people are a-holes. So.
Yeah. No, yeah. I did. I honestly, I think everybody should like for one time in their life because it trains you so much. Okay. Green flag. What's one immediate thing you're like, so into you.
Hot. Just kidding. green flag. See, once again, not dating.
If Let's I was, think back when.
Okay. green flags. They, like, you don't have to be obsessed with my music, mm-hmm. but just acknowledge that.
Okay.
Like,
no,
I don't
you
know.
Don't need to know the words,
acknowledge
but you need
more
to know
so
it.
My, like, hard work. Yeah, like, when it comes on, don't be like... turn it, like skip it or something.
Okay.
Or when it comes on, I'll be like, what's this? I've never seen this before. Cause that's happened to me.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the end of that?
Yeah.
That would totally be a turn off.
Like he saw Pistol Made of Roses and I was like, what is that? I've never seen it before. And I'm like, can you just pretend? Please.
We're all learning here, guys. Yeah. We're all learning here. This is a learning moment.
So I don't know what the word for that is, but just like acknowledging that
your hard work.
I write my life and, mm-hmm.
Totally.
Pour my whole entire life into this.
Well, so this is actually going to be good though, because people that are listening to this right now, they just scored two big tips on how to date you.
Always tip and acknowledge my music.
There you go.
And speaking of writing your life, I mean, sharing it, is it a surprise every time you put out a new song or something, just how many people gravitate towards it going, you know what? It's the same thing I'm going to through.
Yeah. Especially, you know, I usually write really specific to things that happen. Mm-hmm. So for example, on like Break It Right Back, when it came out with the deluxe and people were like, I was in my driveway too. Like, I love that. And, but yeah, it's always, you never know if people are going to be like me too, or they're gonna be like, what's she on?
Well, it's a fun experience to figure it out though.
Yeah.
And I know last time we talked to you, we did find out that you were in school or you graduated to be an accountant or you wanted to be an accountant.
Yes.
Okay. So this past year, did you do your taxes yourself or?
No. No.
You went for help.
Fortunately, someone else handled that.
Okay. All right. Well, you have people now. So that makes sense.
Yes. Fortunately. I think I would screw it up. It's been a long time since I was in an accounting class.
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, we got you here at Stars and Strings acoustically. We're going to see you back here in April at Tortuga. Is there a preference? Do you like sharing it, like breaking it down like this acoustically, or just going on stage and rocking the whole band type of thing? Do you have a preference?
I think they're both so different. I would say like with a full band, it's like I'm fully like performing, and nights like tonight, I just get to kind of chill. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll like probably overshare because I'm like, I usually introduce the song and what the song is about. So, I think they're both good in their own way, but I'm excited for tonight because I haven't gotten to do a round like this in a while. So,
all right. And one, last question, your beach ready item. Like what's your beach essential you have to have if you're heading to the beach?
Sunscreen.
Okay.
That's a basic one.
I'm more
one.
Of an oil kind of girl.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I used to never wear sunscreen growing up. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And now that my frontal lobe is fully developed, I'm like, I need 50 SPF at least. But yeah, or summer Fridays, they're like lip stuff. I'm addicted to that.
Okay.
So I just got back from the beach and had like 8 of those on me at all times.
Okay.
There we go. All right. We're backstage.
Why she looks so young.
At Stars and Strings. It's TC and Dina B with Megan Maroney.